Well, I'd like to begin by showing you a photograph, a picture. It's not the best picture in the world, but it's a photo. I don't know if you can make out the young man in the background, but that's Jasper when he was just about 2 years old. And this is when we were living in Bristol. And in his hand is his part of the biscuit. And in my hand, on the left, is my part. He's just broken it in two. I didn't take that bit from him. He gave it to me. I'm holding the part which he gave to me. He's holding the part which he kept for himself. But what does this photo of a two-year-old holding up a broken rich tea biscuit have to do with our Bible reading from Chronicles, or about our BYC, our Build Your Church project, and the part that each of us might play in that, the buildings and the people? Well, the little bit of biscuit which Jasper broke off and gave me, I'd like us to think about, where did that really come from? Whose really was the biscuit? Was it Jasper's? Well, in some senses it was. I had just given it to him. I didn't expect to get any of it back. It was his to enjoy, freely given. But actually, I had just provided it to him. Mere moments before this photo was taken, it was my biscuit. Then it became his biscuit, and then a little bit of it became my biscuit again. Did I need any of it back? Actually, I didn't. I had plenty more rich teas in the packet. But was I pleased to get some of it back? Yes, I was. Is that because I love rich tea biscuits? No. Strangely, they're not my favourite, but I was particularly pleased. Pleased enough that I took this photograph, because really, this picture isn't about the biscuit, is it? It's about a relationship. It's a little corner of a biscuit, something which I gave to Jasper in the first place, which he broke off a bit of in love and gave it back to me in order that we might share together eating the biscuit. He recognised that this was a good thing and he wanted to share it with me. And I wanted to share it with him. And in him breaking off just that little corner, we enjoyed it together. Now, to Chronicles. I want to just pick out a few things from our reading in Chronicles, which I think are particularly applicable as we think about this BYC project and how we might each play our part. This picture of the rebuilding of the temple, it's remarkable when you look at the BYC plans, how much antimony and gold and onyx we're going to be using in the refurbished vestibule. I jest, it's not anything similar. But this is David's final speech, and it's about a building project, a very different building project to our own, but a building project. A project which is a physical building, which is to be to God's glory and for his kingdom. He has recognized that God has called him and his people to complete the task of rebuilding the temple. But he realizes he won't be doing it all himself. He realizes that it will be his son who rebuilds the temple, his son Solomon. He's looking to the future, but he's looking to use all of the riches and all of the resources which God has given him to secure the future of the temple to the glory of God and for future generations. This was the particular task. He was the particular person, and the people he was addressing were the particular people who were being called to this task for God and for their community and those who were to come. So he begins by saying, "The work is great." David is addressing the whole people of God at this time, and it's clear that without the support of the whole people of God, the temple will not be able to be rebuilt. We have an account of what David himself gave. He led by his example, giving from his own wealth. But then we have an account too of what others gave. the leaders, the ancestral leaders, the tribe leaders, the military, the political leaders. But he issues the challenge to everybody. In verse 5, he says, "Who then will offer willingly?" The challenge is to the whole community to offer willingly, consecrating themselves to the Lord today. To offer what they have, which has been given to them by God, back to God for the rebuilding of his temple. The way David issues the challenge to the people of God is linking the generous giving with devotion to the temple and to God. Through this practical act of physically giving items of wealth toward the rebuilding of the temple, David says that people will be consecrating themselves, that is, making themselves set apart and holy for the Lord. David was wealthy, clearly. We can see that from the things that he gave, the list. There was plenty of it, wasn't there? Gold for the things of gold, silver for the things of silver, iron for the things of iron, wood for the things of wood. He gave plenty of things himself from his own treasury and from his personal wealth he gave. But there were those who had much, much less than David. The tribal leaders gave less than David did. The other leaders gave less than David did. But whether the offering was large or small, in verse 8, we sense that it was comprehensive. Everybody who had gave. Whoever had gave. It was a corporate response. God has given us all good things to enjoy and to use. But as humans, we are broken, aren't we? We don't always do the things that God would have us do. We acknowledge that each week as we come to confession, that we do things we ought not, and we don't do things that we ought. And that applies completely, I feel, to our enjoyment of God's blessings. We want to keep, often, the things that God has given us to ourselves, whether that is physical things that we enjoy or relationships. We want to keep things to ourselves, and often we're slow to share and reluctant to respond when God asks us to respond with generosity towards him and towards others. Yet today in our reading in Chronicles, we see not a reluctant or slow response, but actually a keen, enthusiastic, and generous and joyful response. Verses 6 to 9, as soon as the issue, the challenge is issued by David, who will consecrate themselves today to the Lord, we don't get a sense that a lot of time has passed between verses 5 and verse 6. Immediately, verse 6, then the leaders of the ancestral houses made their free will offerings. And continuing on, we see in verse 7, it says, they gave. In verse 8, they gave. And then verse 9, they rejoiced because they had given. And David rejoiced greatly. And if you have your Bible open and you want to continue reading, in verses 10 to 13, we have even more praise and glory being given to God, enjoyment of what has been given. Verses 10 to 13 are just a song of praise to God for his goodness in providing all of the things that are needed for the temple in the first place. Today, we come to our response to what we believe God is calling us to do, to rebuild the ancillary buildings of St. Andrew's Church, to refurbish them that they might be secured for God's glory and for the growth of his kingdom in this place, for us and for future generations. And I believe that God is calling us to that kind of generous and joyful giving which we see here in Chronicles, as people give back just a little of the good things which God has given them. We might give our free will offerings and experience that same joy when we are willingly offering what we have, consecrating ourselves to the Lord. Generous and joyful is the picture of the giving in Chronicles. And generous and joyful, I believe, is the call of God to us as a church in this season. In love, we are giving from what God has already given us. We're just offering him back, breaking off a little corner so that we might enjoy it together with him. Because it's not really about the gemstones and the gold and the silver, just as it wasn't really about the biscuit, was it? It's about the relationship behind it all. The relationship that we have with one another, with our community, and with God. Continuing further into 1 Chronicles 29, we see in verses 14 to 16 a reminder that everything we have comes from God. We didn't buy the biscuit ourselves. We're just the little two-year-old who was handed the biscuit. We give back to God from that which he first gave us. It would have been a very different photograph, I would like to suggest, had I handed that biscuit to Jasper and then wrestled it back from him, broken it in half and given him his bit. I don't think it would have been the same photograph. And I don't think that that's what God wants to do to us either. He doesn't want to give us the rich tea biscuit and then say, actually, it's not all yours anyway, give me half of it. That's not how God wants to deal with us. He wants us to enjoy with him what he has given us. He doesn't demand it back from us because he's in need of it himself. He has plenty of biscuits himself. He gives us the opportunity to share with him that we might enjoy together what he is doing. And that is a privilege, isn't it? To share with God what he is doing in this place at this time. He doesn't want to deplete us. He wants to enrich us through our generosity towards him and towards others. Verse 14 acknowledges that. Verse 14 of chapter 29 says, "Who am I?" David speaking again. "Who am I and what is my people that we should be able to make this offering?" He acknowledges the privilege that it is to be the people chosen by God to be used for him in a particular way at a particular time. To be able to be the ones to generously offer is a privilege. And God is calling us as part of this BYC project to respond with generosity toward him and toward others, because he knows that generosity is really about our relationships being right. Our relationship with him being right, our relationship with one another, and with the resources, the good things which he has given us. Because God is far more concerned, I believe, with what has us than what we have. God is more concerned with what has a hold of us than the things that we ourselves hold on to. If Jasper had just taken that biscuit and not wanted to share it, we might be starting to get a little bit worried. Maybe not when he's two, but if it carried on, if everything he was given he never wanted to share, we might think that's not the kind of character that we want to be building, actually. God is concerned with what has us, what has a hold on us, rather than what we have a hold on ourselves. Because our possessions, if we hold them rightly, cause no problem to our character. But if we hold them wrongly and they begin to possess us, then they become a barrier in our own discipleship, which is why Jesus says that if we want to be his disciples, we need to be ready to give up all of our possessions. Perhaps not all at once, but any of our possessions at any time. I wonder what it is that feels like perhaps if Jesus were to ask you to give it up, you might say, oh, no, actually not that, Lord. That's a little bit too precious to me. Maybe something else. Would you prefer perhaps this thing that I might offer you rather than that thing? Well, I wonder if there's something that feels like it's too precious that if Jesus asked you to give it up, you would find it difficult. Perhaps that's the place to start, actually, thinking about generosity. Thinking, does this thing have a hold on me or do I have a hold of it? Maybe it's an object that you think, actually, there's a particular thing that if God asked me to give it up, I would find it really difficult. Perhaps it's a certain number on your bank balance. Perhaps you think, gosh, I'd be willing to go down to that level, but if God said, actually, go down to this level, I would find that very difficult. Perhaps it's a particular property or pension, whatever it is that you think, actually, that would be a little bit too tricky to give up. Perhaps that's a thing which has a hold of you rather than a thing which has a hold, which you have a hold of. So, as the people of God called to this great task, £330,000 of new funding, £780,000 in total, a great task, I want to ask in those same words as King David, who will then willingly offer consecrating themselves to the Lord? But not today, but next Sunday on our gift day. But consider in this week, who amongst us is able to consecrate themselves to the Lord by willingly offering back to God that which he first generously gave to us? Because the challenge for us in this place at this time is just the same as it was for God's people in King David's time. We're seeking to build God's kingdom through his church for his glory in this place. And we're asking that people respond with joyful generosity from that which God first gave us. In obedience, with courage, giving back to God for his glory, that we might see his kingdom built through this church in this place. And the song of praise in Chronicles, we too, like those who praise God in Chronicles, will see, as we respond with joyful generosity, God's goodness, his power, his glory, his greatness, and his majesty. So in the coming week, consider between now and gift day, where is God calling you to take that biscuit that he has given you and just break off a corner and joyfully share it with him, offer it back? What could that corner be for you? So we'll consider that this week. And consider also the call and the privilege that it is to be the people chosen by God to complete this task. It might feel like a great task, but it is our privilege to be the ones called to it in this time and in this place. What are the treasures that God has given you? How are you holding them? Are you holding them so tightly that they've begun to get a grip of you? And how will you joyfully break off that corner and offer it back to God? So between now and next Sunday, I would encourage you in life groups, but also on your own, to just consider your response. Perhaps you don't have talents of silver and gold and onyx and precious jewels, but perhaps there's a little something that you can give. Perhaps you do have talents of onyx and silver and gold, and God is calling you to give some of that for his glory in this place. Whatever it is, offer it with joy and generosity before the Lord, and you too will share in his kingdom being built in this place. And that is a great joy to be a part of, and a great privilege to be a part of. So let me pray for us, and then Francis is going to just explain a little bit about how we might practically make that response in the coming days and weeks. Father God, thank you that you are a good and generous God. Thank you that all we have comes from you, and we have nothing which was not given to us by you. We thank you for all of the good gifts that you have given to each of us. And we ask that as we consider how we might offer back to you just a corner of what you have given us, we ask that you would guide and lead us each to the right response, the response that you call us to, a response of grateful love, of joyful generosity, that all that we have from you might be used for you and for your kingdom in this place. Give us each courage, obedience, and trust, that we might be generous and joyful as we offer to you from that which you have given us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.